everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week just breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are dabbling in between, you know, bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life and in everything that is going on right now with all of the unrest between pandemics and everything else that's happening, finding that calm, finding that positive element that is in the air is so critical. And I'm excited to be sharing today's guest, who I actually have had the pleasure of meeting in person. Dee DeFatta is a life coach, an inspirational speaker, and an educator. She has created A Dose of Positivity as a source of inspiration and empowerment for women. By sharing awareness, she is illuminating a path to personal freedom. Dee is dedicated to guiding perspective shifts as a GPS to enlightenment. She has learned to release limiting beliefs, guilt, and self-doubts, and is now teaching others how to make this shift to achieve clarity, confidence, and connection. Diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 26 years ago, she is certain this disease was not meant to limit or define her. It was meant as a wake-up call. Within the last 5 years, Dee has redefined MS as modified swagger and motivational spitfire, and by doing so, she has taken her power back. Being slowed down physically has been an opportunity for her to gain clarity regarding her purpose and her passion. And I just love that this is how this has manifested for her and cannot wait to share her. So, Dee, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you, Dori.
Well, really happy to have you. And I really want you to just share your journey with us. Take us on this journey that has led to a dose of positivity.
My journey has been an interesting one, but then again, everybody else is challenged with something. You know, and we all go through times of change and challenge, and it just builds up resilience and perseverance. So my story started in Maryland. I was born in Baltimore, Maryland, and the time I was 9 and a half, my dad got relocated to Connecticut, which was huge. I was going into fifth grade, and my whole life was turned upside down. You know, no more friends, no more family, no more stuff, you know. Comfort zone was just blown up. So I had to learn how to adjust and get to know new people and get used to a new space, and it was really, really scary, and it took a long time to really – you know, fit in. And the story continues. I go through fifth grade and junior high and high school, and I go to college, and college I, you know, feel free, and I'm like, yes, this is wonderful. And then I graduate college, and I end up in retail, and I'm like, wait, I worked and got an education, and I'm in retail? And a few months after that, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and all of a sudden my world stopped again. And like, what is going on? Because it affected the left side of my body and it affected my mobility. And I couldn't understand how it was the day before my 22nd birthday. And that's not the birthday present you're looking for. I mean, my world literally stopped. It came to a standstill. And I couldn't understand why, you know, why me? Why is this happening? And but I tried to find the positive in it. And thank God my neurologist was very direct with us. My mom wanted to know, you know, what it could possibly be. And she's like, I really don't want to say until the MRI. And my mom says, I need to know more. And she said, well, it's either an inoperable brain tumor or multiple sclerosis. So you can imagine how I felt. Yeah, I'm like, please let it be MS because I don't want to die. You know, I can take MS over death. I'm good with that. So it actually, that changed my mindset right then and there. I'm like, all right, I'm going to see the positive in this. You know, as soon as I found out it was multiple sclerosis, I didn't care what else I needed to know about multiple sclerosis. I just knew I was going to live. So I continued living. And I know a lot of people, you know, tell you go to support group meetings, read books, do this, do that. But I didn't want to go down the rabbit hole. I'm like, I just want to live my life. I want to live it to the fullest. And I did. And it was challenging for me because everyone in my circle of friends and family were so worried and wanted to know so much more and kept telling me more. And I'm like, I don't want to live MS. MS is not me. That's not my life. It's part of my life, but it's not who I am and who I'm supposed to be. So I had to get them used to who I was as a person, you know, because they were seeing me as the disease. And I'm like, I'm not the disease. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's a dis-ease. It's not a disease, you know. And it wasn't until years later, it's been 26 years now that I've been diagnosed with MS. And it wasn't until a few years ago that I decided, you know what, enough. I'm tired of this. I need to redefine MS and make it more fun for myself. And that's when I picked up a dictionary and wrote down all kinds of words that came up with an S and all kinds of words that started with S. And I came up with modified swagger and motivational spitfire. And ever since I came up with those words, I've set myself free. It's been amazing. I'm like, oh, yes, this is awesome.
It
and,
is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to say, again, you know, we met at the Women in Business Summit.
Yes.
And your energy, you know, energy attracts energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have my energy. You have your energy. We were across the room and it was like click, you know,
yeah.
Because when your energy comes from that place of truth.
Right.
It can't help but just overflow. So you've redesigned MS. Keep going on that story.
Yeah. So, and it's funny that you mentioned meeting at the Women in Business Summit because I was, I think, using my walker at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And, I having to shift your mindset to embrace something that you don't want to embrace. I mean, 48 years old and I'm using a walker. What is that about? It was very challenging for me. It took a long time for me to come to terms with that. But once I did, and I embraced it as a little help from a friend, and I even did this thing online where I put it out to everybody going, okay, help me name my walker.
I forgot what name I chimed in on that one. I chimed in on that one.
I know.
I don't remember
I know.
Either. But you were bedazzling it. You were doing some funky things with it.
Oh,
and it was just
so
like, it was awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, you think I am feisty and I have a mind of my own and I've redefined myself. My walker has a personality of her own, too. She didn't want to get in the car. And so I told people, I said, we need to find a fun name for her, a fun, feisty, like, you know, one of those meaningful names, because I can't call her something nice. I just can't, because sometimes I need to yell at her. She's just annoying. And so I went to put her in the car one day, and I couldn't get her in, and I hadn't decided on a name yet. And so I called her just about every name that people had given me, and she didn't respond until I called her Diva. I'm like, let's go, Diva. And all of a sudden, she was light as a feather and went right in. I said, all right, you just named yourself. Diva it is. Yep, and that was something, my friend Marianne Cruz had come up with that name, and she said that Diva stands for D is independent, vivacious, and authentic. And I went, yes.
There you go.
So D and Diva, we travel together, you know, and it's a little help from a friend. And I don't use her because I'm tripping over myself or I'm falling down. I've decided to embrace her to help me with my posture. And my posture is better than it's ever been, even when I was in junior high and high school, because I would always slump my shoulders. And my mom's always like, put your shoulders back. But I wasn't proud and confident. And I can't believe it took utilizing a walker to find my confidence and, you know, my pride. But, man, I walk as straight as an arrow these days.
That's so awesome. I was always the, my mom told me the same thing. And I would tend to slouch because I was a 36D when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was also a well-endowed woman. And she was like, you put your shoulders back, you hold your head up high, and start walking. You know, yeah. So go for our moms, you know,
yeah.
to teach us
yeah.
to stand tall. And good for Diva that she inspires
yeah.
you to stand tall.
Yes,
yeah,
that's does.
Awesome. So
yeah.
I want to ask you what inspired you to start A Dose of Positivity. And I love the day that you started it. So share that.
April Fool's Day. Oh, yeah. So that's a funny story. I started it as something else. I started it as the MS Funnies because I wanted to bring laughter and just something different to this disease. And there was nothing out there. I couldn't find anything. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of information on what is MS, how you get MS, you know. It's ridiculous. I'm like, enough. I'm like, doesn't anybody tell funny stories? Doesn't anybody want to see the positive and the negative? So what happened was my following, I was looking for people who had MS, and the people who had MS were not really into the MS Funnies. They're like, well, no, we don't even like the name. I said, all right, obviously you're not there yet, so it's okay. So my sister-in-law said to me one night, they were joking around, coming up with stuff, and she goes, I need my daily dose of D. And I said, we need to work with that. What else can you come up with? So she was having dinner with her family one night, and I get a call out of the blue, and she's like, oh, my God, we got it, we got it. And I said, you got what? She goes, a name for your blog. And I said, what? She goes, A Dose of Positivity. I'm like, yes. And it was born. So
it really is perfect.
It really is perfect.
It really is.
Yeah, it really is. So then what happened was other people started coming to me saying, you know, we love talking to you and we love watching you and you're so expressive. You should do videos. I'm like, oh, dear God. Like, I've never done a video a day in my life. You want me to do what? So I'm like, okay. So I started watching someone on YouTube and I reached out to him. I go, please help. And he did, and he gave me pointers, and I started making videos. And my first one was, oh, my gosh. You know how they always say you have to start somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I stood up, and I was looking down at the video camera, and my daughter and my dog were underneath the desk because I needed somebody to turn it off. I hadn't finessed how to figure this out yet. So as I'm making my video, the dog starts whining. My daughter starts laughing. I'm like, oh, whatever. And I just ran with it. I'm like, I'm publishing it as is. I'm like, that's just me. I'm always going to be authentic and vulnerable, and that's what people are looking for. They're not looking for perfection. I'm not sharing the perfection message. I'm sharing the work in progress message. We're all a work in progress. And so it was perfect. That's how it started. On April 1st, April Fool's Day, and it was also Easter, so I was sharing about how I had tried so hard to eliminate all sugars and bad stuff from my diet, and yet it's Easter Sunday, and I love the Hershey eggs, and I was holding up this bag of Hershey eggs going, I'm having one of these. So, yeah, I think people could really relate to it. It was just one of those videos that, you know, it speaks to your soul. It's just something that you can laugh at and smile at and relate to, and that's the way I always want them to be.
I love that. I really do. I really do. And you know, right now, with everything that's going on, how have you been able to keep up A Dose of Positivity?
It's been challenging. I mean, it's been challenging because, you know, during this time, you feel like your entire comfort zone was blown up. So it's challenging to readjust. But I guess I'm grateful in that regard that I already have had to adjust so many times in the past. It's just, you know, you learn to keep moving forward. And what I realized is that it's not all about me. You know, I've built a following, and I'm serving others, and they need me right now. They need positivity in their life. You know, they're surrounded by negativity, and they need something happy. So I'm serving them. I'm showing up and being there for them. And in return, by serving them and getting response from them, it fills me up. And it, you know, it just gives me the motivation and drive to keep moving forward. So we kind of feed off each other. And I think it's wonderful when you can give and receive at the same time.
On that note, we are going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors. We'll be right back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back talking about a dose of positivity. So, Dee, we were just talking about how, with everything happening here, you know, keeping up that dose of positivity. And you have your YouTube channel. You do Face by Sue on Facebook Lives. Where else are you sharing all of this inspiration?
I have a website, A Dose of Positivity, and it's in the beginning stages. That's also being adjusted and pivoting right now. But I'm coming up with a new logo and new pictures, and it's going to be so exciting. I'm just thrilled and overjoyed to share it with the world. I really am. But I've also decided to come up with new courses because I know that people, they need guidance, they need encouragement, they need support. And the course that I've just come up with that I'm so excited to share is how to find your way from chaos to clarity. You know, how do you find your way out of the chaos to the calm? And it resonates so much with me right now because, especially in this world with the pandemic and everything being nutty and everything you see on TV and, you hear on the radio, we're surrounded by negativity. We're surrounded by chaos. You know, if you turn on CNBC, it always says crisis. I'm like, oh, my God, stop. So I want to promote calm. So, yeah, I'm showing up with online courses, and I'm so excited to share them.
I want to talk about this whole idea of finding the calm in the chaos and what this course is going to be all about. Where do you see this going? And share a little bit about the sessions, how long is it going to be, and everything else, because I really want people to get excited about this and to know more.
So you hear a lot of stuff out there about transformation and how we're in a time of transformation, and there are books out there about transformation. And, you know, when you want to change your behavior, what people don't realize is that before you change your behavior, you have to change your mindset. And before you change your mindset, you have to have an aha moment. And before you can have an aha moment, you need some kind of awareness. So I'm taking people all the way back to the basics. This is like pre-self-help. This is precursor to anything you ever want to do, because we need the basic foundation for transformation. And by foundation, I mean learning how to breathe, learning how to take in a breath the right way and connect your body, mind, and spirit. I mean, there's so many times where your body's doing one thing, your mind is thinking something completely different, and your spirit's like, what's going on here? Can we get on the same page? So, you know, and it's funny because it took me a long time to get here myself, learning how to breathe and seriously be grateful for life and breath. And, I mean, it's a gift. You know, we wake up every morning with a blank slate. Our past is our past, and it can't be changed. But, you know, today in this moment, I stay in this moment. And, you know, I don't fret about the future. I'm just grateful to be here and write my story, you know. And that's what I'm trying to teach others, is that your past is your past, and you can't relive it, and you can't reset it. It just, you have to come to terms with it. So one of the, there are six different parts to my course. One is the breath, very important. Two is your thinking, because what you think you create, and you don't even realize it. And the third thing is what you say, because what you say you affirm and you actually create, and you don't realize that either. And the fourth part is forgiveness, because forgiveness breeds freedom. It's crazy. I mean, would you even think about this if I hadn't brought it up to you? Isn't it amazing, the awareness and the perspective that you're like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You know what? Thoughts are things, is mm-hmm. stuff that I've told my kids their whole life. I can remember when they were little, and they'd come in and go, you know, Mom, I know you're going to say no. I said, stop right there. And they're like, I was like, since you've already made up this decision for me, you know, we don't need to talk any further. And they're like, but. I was like, no. See, you've already told me what I was going to say. So your thoughts are things. It's already no. Go ahead and have a good day.
Yep.
You know,
and it
was like, and I'm like, see, if you come and ask me, then I get to make the decision. You know, I tell my kids are adults, and I say it all the time. Don't have someone else's conversation for them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't presuppose what someone is going to say, how they are going to react. We don't know.
Exactly.
So just, you know, what is the worst thing that happens?
Yeah.
You know, but it's amazing, though, how many things we talk ourselves out of because we have somebody else's conversation.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I love
that
you are trying to help people that cycle for themselves.
Yes. Yeah, that's the whole thing. People don't realize that they don't need other people to validate themselves. They don't need other people to tell them what to do and how to do things. They don't need other people, you know, to help them. Well, I mean, it helps to have some guidance. But other than that, the power is within. I mean, you were born with everything that you need. You were built, you know, you were born with love and light and peace and joy. It's society and what you allow into your mind and how you misconstrue everything that makes you nutty. And I mean, I'm guilty. I am not free and clear of this at all. I am guilty. And because I have this new awareness and perspective, I have found my way out of the proverbial darkness and into the light. And now I'm illuminating the path for others. I think it's so important.
I was going to say that it's not that you're guilty, you're just human. You know, we're human.
Exactly.
We, you know, we fall into things, and it's important that we see it. It's important that, and that's what I love that you do, because it is. It shines the light on that negative thinking. It shines the light on flipping that switch, because even though, you know, if you're in no, it's just not now. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not no forever. It's realizing, you know, in your belief system, the universe, God, whatever it is, doesn't work on a timeline.
Yeah.
So you may feel that you want to have this, and it's all going to be there by this certain time. And if it's not, that's it. I'm going to give up. You know, it's marketing your company. Oh, well, I'm going to hire somebody. They've got 3 months. If they're not making a difference, I'm going to hire somebody else. It's like, that's not enough time. You need to grow things. You know, you have your YouTube channel. You have a following.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But that following didn't start following you day one.
Exactly.
And that's the whole thing. If we get discouraged, if we, you know, forget the amount of numbers and just remember that every one of those numbers is a living person.
Yes.
who clicked subscribe, who is there, who wants you to validate that they are there. And that's what you do in the work that you do and in the things that you share. You know, you have that way of validating the other people on the other side. It's not just about you, you know, and it comes across. And I love that about you. I love watching your, I'm subscribed to your channel. You pop up on my YouTube channel all the time, you know, and I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I do. I enjoy your dose of positivity because it's sincere. It's sincere,
even in
days that it's been hard for you.
Yeah. There have been
because
a lot of
raw
moments that I've put out there. Yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
as
positive people, you know, my brothers still joke. Mm-hmm. They call me Mary Poppins. You know, I have my days. I have my moments. Right now, I'm living, you know, with everything going on through all of this. I mean, I lost my dad in all of this. And it's a strange thing because I don't have any parents. I am now the adult on my own. And I'm 59 years old. It really shouldn't matter. But you know what? It's weird. It does. It matters. It makes a difference. It just is in the scheme of life. So, and you know what? I have to find the joy. I have to find that the happy. And that's what life is all about. Because it's so easy to go down the negative rabbit hole. It's the simplest thing in the world to have that pity party, throw yourself in it and forget it. You just don't know what's going on, and you miss all of the wonderful that's out there. Because in the midst of this chaos, there is still joy. There has to be.
Yep.
You know, there has to be.
There definitely is. But we have to be open to receiving the blessings. You know, when we're living from lack and scarcity and fear, you're not open to receiving the blessings that are out there, and they're right in front of you. I'm trying to bring the awareness and perspective so that people can see other things. It's like, be aware of this. Like, open your eyes. Now is a time for awakening and enlightenment. You know, it's not the time to jump back on the hamster wheel and go back to normal, because normal was not healthy. I really feel like this is a wake-up call for everyone, you know?
As we're wrapping up, Dee, because believe it or not, it's amazing how quick it goes.
Wow.
Share your last thoughts. Share your last thoughts. Let everybody know how they can reach you.
You know, my last thoughts for everyone out there listening is to know that if you're in the middle of something right now, just know that this too shall pass. And, you know, there's always darkness before the light. And if you're in a tunnel, it doesn't stay dark forever, yet eventually come out of it. So please stay positive. Always try to look for the positive and the negative and realize that everything in life is a lesson and a blessing. And if you're looking to find me, the best way to find me is to search Dee Defata. My first name is D-E-E. My last name is D-I, F as in frog, A-T-T-A. So I am on Facebook. I am on YouTube. I am on my own website, www.adoseofpositivity.com. So I am on Instagram, but I'm a work in progress on Instagram. So I'm just having a wonderful time. I put new quotes up on Facebook on my personal page every day and on A Dose of Positivity Facebook page. So I'm just out there trying to raise everyone up, enlighten your spirit, and empower you to find your own path to personal freedom. Sharing the light.
And I'm
going to
tell
love.
You, you're doing a wonderful job. You really are.
Thank you.
You are making a difference out
so
there, and I thank you for it. I really do. And I hope that you will reach out and get to know Dee. Follow her YouTube channel. Get her. Her Monday morning motivation is so wonderful. You will really enjoy it. You'll love that she pops up on your feed. And for everyone tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio. We so appreciate it. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is sure.